So as we wrap up the year, we're wrapping up our Advent and Christmas series on the questions of Christmas, unlocking the mysteries. So wrapping that up today, the next week's celebration of Epiphany, and then we begin our new sermon series on connecting to God and one another. So today we look at what will this child become? What will this child become? The baby Jesus? But maybe more than that. Are you a child of God? Are you and you and you and you and you and me a child of God? So as we stand on the brink of a new year, we get to think not only about what will Jesus become, but what will this child become? And the scripture that we're using is about Jesus being presented in the temple. This would be about 40 days after his birth. He would be presented, and I'll say more about it in the message in a second, presented, and Simeon and Anna greet him. And we get to hear Simeon's words and see Anna's actions as they reflect on what will this child become. So we'll hear that scripture.
Today's scripture is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 38, and can be found on page 59 in the New Testament in the pews or on the screen. When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see his death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him that was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. The word of God for the people of God.
Please pray with me. Oh God, as we stand on the brink of this new year, we look back and then we look forward. And we wonder, what will this child become? Open our hearts to hear your word. In Jesus' name, amen. So what will this child become? No doubt Mary and Joseph asked that question about this unusual little baby that came into their lives. Others probably asked that about him too. We ask it all the time when a new little one comes into our lives, when we hold a newborn daughter or a grandson or a niece or a nephew. It's like a new painting or a new part added to the painting of our lives. But it's not only a question to ponder around a birth. It's a question to ask over the course of our lives. What will I become? And it's a question for the new year. Now, the funny version of this is, what do you want to be when you grow up? You hear people say this all the time, don't you? When I grow up, I want to be. And that can come from somebody who's 10 or 80. When I grow up, I want to be. I want to be like. I want to be. When I grow up, what will this child become? The truth is that new beginnings constantly fill our lives, not just at the birth of a baby. As if our lives are a painting that is constantly being added to. Think about it. What's something new that happened to you this very week? If we had time, I'd go around and ask you, because new things happened to you this week. Did you expect those things? Were they surprises? Some new beginnings are long awaited and carefully planned. Some are ordinary. They come from the routines of ordinary life, and then something new happens. And some new beginnings are extraordinary, unexpected, and different. And they cause us to ask the question, what will I become because of this thing? And that's what happened to Simeon and Anna that day. Something extraordinary happened at the temple that day to add to the picture, to the painting of their lives. Parents brought new babies in all the time. And then there was this one. A look at the calendar tells Mary and Joseph that the time has come for Mary's purification and for Jesus' presentation. Mary and Joseph were following the requirements of the Jewish law by journeying to Jerusalem and offering a prescribed sacrifice. It is not exceptional. Parents did this all the time, good Jewish parents, in the Jewish tradition. In the Jewish tradition, in Jesus' day, baby boys were circumcised and named at 8 days. And then at 40 days, almost 6 weeks, they were presented. It was a time of purification for the mother. A sacrifice was offered in order to show that she was now ready to be back in relationship with her family and serving God. So Mary and Joseph bring the sacrifice of poor people. They bring two turtle doves or pigeons. Jesus is growing up in an ordinary, even poor family, a Jewish family. What happens that day? What will this child become? As they present him in the temple, Simeon is there. And all of a sudden, this elderly man is holding the future in his hands. The one who will save all people, including, he says, the Gentiles. And this ordinary day becomes more. It is an extraordinary new beginning that day. And Simeon says now he can depart in peace. And Anna, living there in the temple, has gotten to see a new beginning. They get to be part of something that affected their futures, that changed their lives, that added color and picture and new details to the painting of their lives. Look at the picture on the screen or on your bulletin cover if it's hard for you to see the screen. Look at the details of this painting. Look at the devotion of Simeon as he holds this child who seems to have this kind of glow around him. Look at Mary and Joseph. The clothing that they have, the look on their faces as they watch Simeon holding their precious child. Look at the people in the background, wondering, curious about what has gone on in these moments. This extraordinary thing happens this day because Simeon has been there regularly. He has come to the temple all the time to pray, to keep his eyes and ears open for divine moments. He has come, and then this day, he gets to hold the Christ child. He has come regularly, and often he has prayed exactly for this moment, and it has been fulfilled before the end of his life. It is as if he has been praying for this moment for years. And the second thing is, something quite extraordinary comes from this ordinary event that day. Simeon and Anna had come often. Anna lived in the temple. They held themselves open to the chance that the ordinary could turn extraordinary, which it did with the arrival of Jesus' family that day. This is a picture of their lives changed, their future changed, because they came faithfully and they expected that something extraordinary could happen to the ordinary by God's hand. And it did. We know what this child will become, this Jesus presented in the temple at 6 weeks old by his ordinary Jewish parents as Simeon holds him. And he proclaims, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." As Simeon holds the child, he sees in him the future of God bringing hope and peace and joy through him to all people, not just to the Jews. But Simeon sees something radically new, that this Savior has come for all people, for you and me and all people. The picture, the painting, takes on new dimensions with the arrival of Jesus, the one who came for all people. Simeon held him in his arms, and he knew that this one was the true hope for the world. We get to see into that future too, because we know the story of Jesus' life, and we see what God paints in Jesus' life, that he will be the one who has come to show us God's way of love, to offer himself. And for Simeon and Anna, holding and seeing that child marked a new beginning for them. For Simeon, "My eyes have seen the salvation. Now I can depart in peace." He receives the peace he has longed for, waited for, and now he can leave. But for Anna, 84 years old, living in the temple, only married for 7 years early on, and then has lived in the temple. She shows up at exactly this moment too. At that moment she came, and as she sees the child with Simeon, she begins to speak and to praise God to all who were there. Imagine that. She begins to be the first evangelist for Jesus, the first prophet that tells about Jesus. This elderly woman who has spent her life in the temple now sees the Savior and can't help but tell about him. This is her new beginning. She has lived and worshiped and prayed in the temple all those years. From that day forward, she lived into a future that was bent on praising God and speaking about the child. The painting of her life was added to that day. What will this child become? This child, Jesus, we know, and asks us to circle back to where we started and ask ourselves, what will this child become? What will this child, or this one, or this one, or this one, what will this child become? We say we are followers, disciples of this Jesus, this child we hold in our arms this ordinary day. Our lives are a painting too, full of colors and people and events, some of them fun and silly, and some of them dark places. But also colors and shapes and people. And we have come here today. As Simeon came faithfully, we are holding ourselves open to the possibility that God will turn this ordinary day into something new. And so we ask ourselves, what will this child become? As we stand on the brink of a new year, what will I become? As a follower of Jesus, the one who came to bring God's love, what will I become? What do you want to become when you grow up? We have the chance to create our future from what God has made in us, to work with God. Like all artists, we do that with the time that God has given us. We've all been given this time. We've been given gifts and talents. We've been given the chance to hold the child Jesus and think about what he would want of us. What will we become in this new year? Like a fine painting. We are constantly in process because the human condition is one of change. God is always offering us the invitation to become more like him, to paint our lives with the strokes of God's love. And to do that, we need always to turn to and depend on God. We need to come regularly, as Simeon did, to pray often, to live humbly. We need to remember that we each have our own identity. We don't need to be like somebody else. But we each are our own person, a beloved creation of God. Our differences are what makes the painting rich. And we need to remember that we each have a purpose, something God wants us to do. And our purposes might change throughout our lives, but our essential purpose is to grow in love as a child of God, following our Savior Jesus Christ. We have choices about how to do that. God wants us to know and share in his joy out of great gratitude. What will this child be? The answer is simple. You are commissioned by the Creator to design a portrait of yourself in gratitude for the gift of life. Let God lead you to the canvas that represents your future. Open your hands as God furnishes you with a perfect brush and a palette of paint, and then fashion a masterpiece, rich in vibrant color and undeniable passion that only you with God can design. And our questions become, is my life and my work honoring Jesus? Like Anna, our words and our actions tell the stories of our lives. Am I about living and sharing God's love and God's joy? What will I become in this new year? You know, I don't think of myself as an artist at all, but someone has said that we all use time to paint a picture of our lives. New beginnings happen all the time. What will we make of them as followers of Jesus, as witnesses to the world? For me, in the new year, I make a commitment to rest more in God, to know God better day by day, and especially on my days when I'm off from here, to rest in God. I make a commitment to begin new things with God, to not be afraid of beginning new things, to embark on new projects and new opportunities to paint the tapestry further in my life. And I make a commitment with you to enjoy everything, to enjoy everything. Like Anna, who couldn't help but tell about the joy that the Christ child brought that day. God offers us the invitation to become more like him, more merciful, more loving, more generous. Perhaps this ordinary day, here at the temple of the Lord, is waiting to become extraordinary as we see Jesus as part of a new picture in our lives. With God, you are painting even now. Even now, what will your painting, your life, tell the world about God's love, God's mercy, God's generosity? What colors, what people, what places, what love? Amen.